American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
Ag is still very important to them because ultimately everyone eats.
That's Danielle Beck. She's head of government affairs at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Speaking about educating Congress, especially those who do not represent anything in ag.
Educating members of Congress that may not have much ag production in their district. Ag is still very important to them because ultimately everyone eats. Everyone needs to have and deserves food on their table. But bridging that gap and building connections with those individuals, we have a lot of educating to do. There's also a lot of turnover on Capitol Hill. Staff are very young. They may not have come from a producer background. And so we are constantly in the business of educating.
In more news. Well, of course, every steak has a story and every glass of milk has a narrative. From farm to gate to dinner plate. And Cattle Tales narrates the story. Katie Kemp.
So Cattle Tales is a digital online community, and it's a way for everybody to share their story. It's not just for cattle raisers. Everybody has a role in the industry, and whether you're a bootmaker and you work with leather, whether you're an ice cream maker, a dairy farmer, a rancher, a pen rider in a feedlot, cattle impact your life. And Cattle Tales is a hashtag that lives on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and it's a way for you to share those stories and connect with the public and connect with people who have questions who might not realize the true depth of how cattle impact their lives, and that it's not just ranchers, it's not just dairy farmers, it's everybody, and it's all inclusive. We want to make that connection with people and have that level where people interact together. You know, here's your neighbor. He lives next to you. He goes to the store and he buys his steak and his dairy from the store just like you do. He doesn't live on a ranch. But in the morning, he gets up and he goes to work in the industry. And so he's supported by cattle, and it's making those connections online and sharing the stories so people realize the impact that cattle have.
Again, that's Katie Kemp with Cattle Tales.
All right, honey, just go ahead and run across the road. Don't even worry about looking both ways first.
You wouldn't let your child do that. So why would you let them play around dangerous farm equipment? Every day, 38 children are injured on the farm. That's 1,166 a month. Nearly 14,000 a year, and one of them could be yours. Educate yourself and your kids about dangers on the farm. For tips, materials, and ideas, visit farmsafetyforjustkids.org. This message brought to you by Farm Safety for Just Kids.
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.